This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 185 today, and our topic of discussion is talking about feeling depleted and what to do about it. Are you feeling depleted, or have you been in a situation where you felt depleted? I really want to further elaborate between two words, and that's deplete versus delete. But before we even dive into that, I want to ask you, of course, how are you doing? How was your Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas or whatever other holiday you may have celebrated during the month of December? I hope it was well. Mine was good. I enjoyed family time. I'm still enjoying family time as I record this particular podcast. I hope you had a great one, a fabulous one, a blessed one, and you're gearing up towards your 2017, which I am praying so dearly that you are blessed to see just as well as I will be, praying for myself to see 2017. Anywho, let's get started into this podcast of talking about feeling depleted. What does it mean to feel depleted? Depletion is basically to use up supply or resources of, to empty, to exhaust, to expend. And that's a heavy word. And if you have been there where you have felt empty and exhausted, then you know that that's not a healthy space to be in if you want to continue to expound on your vision for your life, for your journey. And so I want to talk about a word that sounds very similar to deplete, but it's delete. And it's only one word from being, one letter from being exact, and that's the P. Why am I bringing up delete, some of you might ask? Because I think it's important that girls and women, we learn what it really means to delete things versus allowing ourselves to become depleted. And so what is delete? To remove, to erase, to expunge, to eradicate. That's what delete means. And so this is why I want to talk about these two words, because for those of you who have true assignments on your life towards being of service to many others, you can't live a life of depletion. You can't walk around totally exhausted and not have enough for yourself to move forward in the service that you know is on your life to do. I really hope that that makes sense. So I want to talk a little bit about that as we're gearing up for 2017. For those of you who are trying to perform in a period of exhaustion, that makes no sense. We're going to get a subpar performance, and what we want is a bravo performance. So I want to hopefully encourage you before this podcast is over for you to learn how to delete things that are depleting you. The main reason I wanted to talk about this was because I feel that, especially as females, as young girls, as women, it seems that we look at things that say remove this or don't do that or erase this or set this to the side, a form of deletion, if you will, in our lives. We look at this as a sign of weakness to some extent, as if we're not strong enough because we can't handle everything, or because we don't do it with perfection and with a smile on our face, and everyone's like, oh, you're superwoman. And so we have found a weird and crazy way to find depletion to be the badge of honor. You know what I mean? As if it's some type of trophy-worthy cause for you to get the compliment of, oh my goodness, she worked herself tirelessly for her family. Oh, she is just so exhausted and she just does so much for the community in XYZ. And I think that's kind of silly. Let's just get straight to the point. It's stupid, right? Because if you are depleted, if you are lacking supply and resource for self, how can you truly be plentiful to others? How can you try to go up and fill others' cups up when your well is basically bone dry? Because you're depleted. And so I really want you to take some time to really think about this thing, because this applies to your personal and your professional life. We have to get comfortable with deletion. Being able to delete things in a sense that causes us to use up too much of our supply and resources from getting to where we need to be, where we should be. And I know some people may say, well, honey, you're supposed to help others and you're supposed to do this and do that. Some of it falls under some people's spiritual or religious beliefs. Some of it fall under just your cultural beliefs and how you were raised and things of that sort. And some people, I think, do it just for the fact of seeking attention. But I do believe that we have a nurturing gene, if you will. Of course, this is not scientific. I'm just using gene in the sense of, I believe the female was created to be the nurturer because of biological law that we are birthers. And so we have this nurturing, supportive, captain of the cheerleading squad kind of thing going on in our lives that is a gift. There's nothing wrong with it. So please don't take it that way. It's a gift. But it can easily become a curse if you're not careful. And how do you basically separate that gift from that curse? I think you have to know the separating line between self-care and the care of others. There's a fine line of division that must happen between self-care and the care of others. You know, especially for the girl or the woman who is taking care of home by herself, who's taking care of her parents, who may be growing older, who's taking care of, you know, who's the leader of the pack when it comes to, you know, putting on family functions or whatever else that you may have to do. If you're trying to lead up the PTA, if you're sitting on various boards, if you are, you know, the manager or the CEO of a company, whatever. And it goes for young girls as well. You're trying to do, you know, you're mentoring over here, you're volunteering over here, you're on the debate team, you're on the glee team, you're on the track team, you're on the volleyball team, trying to get a 4.0. You want to be the perfect daughter, you want to be the perfect girlfriend, you want to be the perfect best friend. And once again, the recipe of depletion starts. And so you don't want to delete any of this off your plate, because then you're going to be judged. And I think that's what a lot of us fall under, the thumb of judgment, which we already know everybody going to judge us any freaking way. So, oh, well, you know, it's like, I don't want to sound mean, but it's reality. You know, we all are going to judge somewhere, but you have to get okay with not worrying about, you know, honey boo-boo in them and worry about the caring of yourself unconditionally, because you cannot carry out your vision properly if you're so busy focused on what others gonna think about you, because you're telling them, hey, I gotta delete this for now. I can't do this because this over here is more important. I really hope that that makes sense, because being there for others is a great thing. I'm never going to tell you that it's not, because a part of our greatness is to be of service, but not to the detriment of your own well-being. That's not what it's about. So when I say delete, don't look at it as if you are weak, because you're not. Delete could very well mean, bye Felicia, good riddance, because you need to delete some things and some people out of your freaking life because they are draining you. But then delete could also mean cut and paste. I'm just going to cut you out of this part right here because I don't have time. And maybe later, after I handle XYZ or after I take care of ME, then I get back with you. There's nothing wrong with that. But the goal is to not become depleted, because it's necessary for you to have energy for this journey and this vision that you are trying to bring forth. So the reason I want you to understand the difference between deplete and delete, it's only one letter off. So if you're willing to remove the P, it's not like the P is going to stay off into out in space and it's just going to be floating out there. Actually, well, maybe it is off in space, but when you give it room and space to breathe, that P actually does become beneficial to your life. Because when you remove the P and you're willing to delete some things, the P is really just helping you have more peace of mind. It's helping you have more passion and purpose. It's helping you be more positive so that you can be more productive. It's so important. You also can start to preserve a lot of your energy, which allows you to power up so that you can be more present when you're interacting in your relationships. And when you allow this to happen, then the possibilities of your future become plentiful. I really hope that that connected with someone who is thinking that the badge of honor of depletion is something trophy worthy. It's not. Be okay with deletion sometimes. Maybe it's for an eternity that you need to delete it, or maybe it's just for a moment where you need to cut it from one spot and then place it later on down the line. It's okay. Either way, know that self-care is the only way for you to be able to truly help take care of others the way that you want to. That's all I have for you today on this podcast. I want to hear your 2 to 5 cents. Share your 2-piece and a biscuit with me. How do you deal with depletion or exhaustion? Is it important for you to know how to delete things out your life? You can hit me up on AniJohnson.com/S185. Or, of course, I want to hear you share your thoughts in a review on iTunes or on Google Play, Stitcher Radio. You can also head to facebook.com/AniKJ420 and share what you have to say over there. I definitely value and appreciate you for listening to Girl to Woman. Please share this with a friend today who may need to be inspired and understand the difference between deplete and delete, because we can't have all that going into 2017, right? Well, until we talk again, please know that you are amazing even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.